Hi, this is Lindy, the creator and host of Lindy's Audio Cafe, a podcast focused on positive and thought-provoking stories. Life gets busy, and in the race for happiness, we sometimes forget it's often the smaller things in life that truly matter. My podcast is focused on the stories that don't make tabloids, the basics that make you smile, the kindness of people who help make the world a better place. Yeah, we need a bit more of that. But before we get started, please be sure to hit subscribe on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for listening. Hi, everyone. It's Lindy here. I'm absolutely delighted to be back in the podcast chair this morning. It is Tuesday, April the 23rd, and I'm just doing a quick little podcast here this morning. Podcasting's a lot of fun, and I always miss it when life takes me in other directions. And for the most part, I usually stay on track with the weekly, but I am a hobby podcaster. And there's times when I have to do that thing called adulting. Yeah, adulting. And last week, I didn't get a chance to record. I've got some great podcasts coming up soon. Just a quick note, I was at a really unique high tea last week. It was called the Mad Hatter Tea Party. And I'm going to delve a bit more into that topic on a later podcast coming up here. And I'm going to share some stories from last weekend in that upcoming podcast. Tomorrow, I'm also recording with a guest who lives 3,500 kilometers away from me. And it's going to be a really thought-provoking podcast. That's one I'm really looking forward to also. So anyway, that's just a quick little peek at what's going to be coming up. But today I'm going to have a quick chat about prioritizing. Yeah, me, one with a messy desk. And I'm going to chat about prioritizing. Okay, what's a priority? Well, I went online and according to dictionary.com, it's quoted as saying, the state of quality of being earlier in time, occurrence, etc. Or, quoting again, the right to precede others in order, rank, privilege, etc. Well, okay. So it goes on to say the right to take precedence in obtaining certain supplies, services, etc., especially during a shortage. Yeah, okay, I get that. But then it says, and here's a quote again, something given special attention. Well, I'm glad I found those definitions, but do they change what I consider a priority? Nah, not really. To me, a priority is simply doing important stuff first and the fun things later. I mentioned my messy desk. Yep, I've got a creative mind, and when I have the urge to write, sometimes I just have to get out of bed early, and then that creative urge becomes a priority before I take on other non-priority commitments. That's how I work. However, if that creative urge hits and I've got a looming deadline, then that deadline takes priority and the creative side just has to get tucked in a little drawer until I can find time to return. It takes organization, balance, willpower, and necessity to focus on priorities in business, at home, and with life in general. A simple look at priorities is, well, I mean, let's just take this situation. Perhaps you've got a time when the garbage stinks and the garbage truck is scheduled to arrive in an hour. You've got dishes in the sink and the dog wants to go for a walk. Well, that's a pretty simple decision. Priority is get the garbage out so you don't miss the weekly pickup in an hour. Then decide how to juggle doing dishes and taking Fido for a walk. If Fido's laying quietly on his mat, maybe you can clean up those dishes and they can air dry while you take Fido on the back trail. Little time management there. But however, maybe Fido's jumping all over you and driving you bananas because he hasn't had a walk in a few days. So, okay, screw the dishes. Go walk Fido, then come home and finish the remaining task. It's about balance, priorities, and doing what makes sense. People deserve to be in the list of priorities. What happens when your world gets so busy that you don't have time for the people who truly matter to you? It can happen to the best of us, and sometimes we find so many things coming at us that we can't be all places at once. This can be a real challenge for people who work long hours, workaholics, or people who simply take on too much, and then they discover there just aren't enough hours in the day. What happens if your family wants to go fishing this weekend, but you have a huge report due on Monday morning for the board meeting? It's a balancing act, and up to you to manage your priorities. Families of workaholics can suffer because a workaholic will work excessively long hours, and often a workaholic will work long hours and not take days off work. I had a relationship with a workaholic once, and I recall sitting near a lake with two fishing rods. This was many years ago. I was happy to sit by a lake on a Sunday afternoon with a fishing rod in my hand And my partner at the time paced back and forth along the shoreline, looking at his watch, waiting for me to hurry up and catch that ultimate trout so we could get the hell out of there and he could get back to work. I remember that day realizing our two worlds were so different. I was always happy to work hard, and I often worked long days, but I felt a need to spend a little time with nature from time to time, and I needed to feel that I, too, could be a priority, and I wasn't. The relationship failed. There was no looming deadline that day, just two different people with two different sets of priorities. If you're a young person listening to this, there's a very good chance that at some point in your life, you're going to be somebody in your relationship who's more career-driven than the other. It doesn't make one person right and one person wrong. If there are children at home, chances are that unless you have a nanny, one person's going to take on more of a stay-at-home role or a 9-to-5 role. If there are two people with careers that require long, odd working hours and travel, it can be challenging to juggle that family life. I remember when I was raising kids and I had someone blast me one day for having my children in daycare. It was never that my children weren't my priority, but paying my mortgage and putting food on the table for my children was a priority, and that's why we had daycare. I needed to work. So when I wasn't working, darn rights, I did my best to be there, bake on weekends, go to sporting events, read stories, do that parenting stuff. But yes, work had to be a priority in the daytime because it paid my bills. So last summer, I found myself way too busy. And that's what led up to my burnout when I almost stopped doing everything, including my podcast. I was having a hard time juggling my priorities and realized at that time I was missing out on some important time with people who truly matter to me. I didn't get a podcast out last week because I was helping someone with a huge project, and it took two solid days of my time. It was a priority for me as that person was relying on me, and then I had a market to prepare for after. So this week, I still have priorities on the go, and I'll have more time to put into my podcast next week, but that's okay because we all have priorities. This week, I started putting aside an hour a day to work on weeds in the garden. Oh, I have to. If I don't give the yard an hour a day, it shows. And I can't, in fairness, expect my partner to do it all. I also made riding my bike a priority again. I've got shin splints, and riding my bike's the best exercise I can do right now. If I ride my bike, you know, 45 minutes a day, I'm a much happier person and easier to get along with. Exercise has to be a priority for me. And I'll leave those dirty dishes in the sink if the sun's shining and that bike ride needs to get in. It's a priority for me. But I will get those dishes done before the day's done, and I can prioritize what's the healthiest option for me in that moment. I'm starting to connect more with old friends by phone. Okay, so 2 years ago I said I was going to do that, and then I really didn't do a very good job of it. And Facebook doesn't replace people communicating. It doesn't. And it's important to make time for good friends, and I feel like I'm trying to get my priorities back on track. I even had a one-hour chat on the phone with a good friend from the Yukon last week. 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, 6:30. We'd messaged each other online first, and I made sure I wasn't in an area where I'd wake up my partner. We had our morning coffees, and we chatted. And we laughed about how when we were teenagers, we were considering the wee hours of the morning were supposed to be bedtime in those days. Now we're both in our late 50s, and here we are, up at 6 a.m. We got things to do. We got priorities. Yeah, funny how times change. So, yeah, it was a really great phone call. Yakking with a friend at 6:30 in the morning. Sometimes to juggle priorities, you have to set aside time and make it untouchable time, other than for what you need to get done. You know, some people call it time blocking. I don't have a calendar that says I have to bike from noon till 1. But I know if I don't do something by a certain time of the day, chances are it's not going to happen. So yes, I guess in essence, I do time block. My good friend Lindsay Williams in the UK is a strong advocate for time blocking. That's how she stays successful with everything she does. Priorities can be people priorities. Priorities can be work priorities. When it comes to people, though, remember that life can change in an instant, and you could have someone in your life that really matters to you. And if you haven't made that person a priority, you could regret it. If you're in a relationship and you don't make priority time for the person you love, you may find yourself without that person while they move on in different directions. Maybe that person close to you will die unexpectedly. You won't have time to say goodbye, let alone hello. You can't live your life based on what ifs, but you really should consider that. If that person is not with me tomorrow, how would I feel? If I would truly miss that person, have I made it a priority to spend some quality time together? As far as work, well, work's work. You know, we've all got responsibilities. It's difficult for someone to maintain their priority of work when they don't have support at home. It's not always possible for someone with large responsibilities to drop everything to be at home for dinner at 5. You know, sometimes you just can't. But if it's never a priority to eat dinner with your family, then your priorities may be needing a little cross-check before it's too late. Well, as for me, my messy desk here. I keep saying it's going to be a priority, and then I get it cleaned up and other things land my way. So someday I always say, you know, someday it's going to be really tidy. But in this moment, I needed to record a podcast. Now I got to go walk my little dog because little Ozzy, he deserved to be a priority. After all, he is one of the family. So yeah, that's it. Time to wrap it up. If you were part of the Mad Hatter Tea Party last weekend and you're listening to this, I will be putting together a little segment with videos. I just didn't get a chance yet, but it will be coming up. Be sure to check back next week for more thought-provoking episodes as well. And next week I will have a topic that's a bit more on the serious side, but definitely worth delving into. So be sure to subscribe if you haven't already done so, so you don't miss future episodes. Oh, and a quick reminder too, I've got the Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast group on Facebook. It's a good place to stay up to date on upcoming episodes, be part of a fun little community online. And also as a hobby podcaster, I always do my best to get my weekly episodes out, but there are times when I have to make adulting a priority, and adulting includes exercise and time with people who matter. The mic's always going to be there, and I'll find a way to come back and keep recording. I love podcasting, and I really appreciate all of you who stay with me, who've been part of this journey, who continue to listen. No matter how, if, or when the podcasts get out, you're always with me, and thank you. I really appreciate it. On a last note, as a hobby podcaster, I do incur expenses to maintain the show. Yep, that just includes equipment and online subscriptions. And if you do wish to support the show, there is a link in the show notes to buy me a coffee. I really don't expect it. I really don't. And if it does happen, well, it's always appreciated. I might even pay it forward a little bit at the drive-thru. Anyway, time to go. Got to go walk Ozzy here. Have a great week, everyone. And remember what I always say. Smiles come in all languages and in all colors. Take care. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to click like and share it so others can enjoy it also. Join the Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast group for updates. Oh, and positive reviews are always welcome as well. Check the show notes for updated links. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.